points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Good Friday morning at Chillicothe, Munterville, Tracy, and all of Southern Iowa. Skies for your day will be mostly sunny, the high of 59 with a light wind to bring it to the overnight with increasingly cloudy skies with a low of 43. With winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour, this will bring you to your Saturday with the daytime high of 52. Have a good day.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in to the Coach's Corner. Once again, we have crash landed. Well, crash landed out in Pasadena. Did you watch that game last night, folks? If you did, well, your heart was ripped out just like mine. Those Iowa Hawkeyes leave us all a little bit disappointed on this Saturday morning after a late Friday night. What a awesome night it was, though, for my wife and I. We spent it at the Rose Bowl and had a lot of fun. Got to meet up with Ed Dewey, Jim Dewey's son, who was there and sitting with us in the front row. Unbelievable. We ran into them while they're there, along with Carson Stocker and a group of other people from Albie. So, but we left there a little disappointed as the Hawks come up short last night. Cyclone fans, you're trying to rebuild this week after a disappointing loss last week. And we'll see if the Cyclones get it done. Of course, you can catch that game right here on your home for the Cyclones, KIIC. Well, my day started pretty excitingly, folks. Unbelievable start. Landed in California last night, or on Thursday night. And then woke up Friday morning. Go down to get my car, and California greeted me with a stolen vehicle. So my day started with a stolen vehicle, and it ended with a stolen heart as the Hawks lose last night to the UCLA Bruins. And in spite of the loss, what a beautiful night it was. You sometimes you just go through life and say, hey, you know, the game is probably not the biggest, the outcome of the game is probably not the biggest part of it. It's the joy of watching the game and the surroundings. Met some really great UCLA fans and had a good time at the Rose Bowl. Went on the field, watched the fireworks, and in spite of the loss, came away with a pretty full night with my beautiful wife. Hey, folks, this is going to be a fast Saturday morning. We're going to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff. What a historic season these girls had in the cross-country season. Was one that was written for the record books. Of course, getting a top 10 finishing once again. McKenna Montgomery doing just what she's done, and that is pursue excellence. She is going to go down as one of, if not the greatest cross-country runner in Albie history, and yet she's still got a story left to write. But it was great catching up with the girls, and we're going to make this show for them. We're going to catch with Todd Ratliff, as I said a moment ago. We'll have some conversation with him about the season, its historic nature. Then we'll catch up with a couple of seniors who were a big part of this outstanding season, and some final comments from Coach Todd Ratliff on what will go down truly as one of the tremendous seasons for cross country and all those years of coaching that Coach Ratliff has brought to the program. He's had some great ones, and this may go down as his finest, but I like what the future brings for this cross-country team as well. Lots of young people, and on the boys' side as well, and you'll hear how the boys contribute, even though the season was, maybe the highlights were taken away by the ladies. The guys had an outstanding season as well, but the family that's built. And we're going to have some conversation with some of the ladies on this really tremendously led senior team that has wrote their own chapter in their record books. And like I said, I'm really optimistic for the future. So the baton is being handed off. And these seniors who've led the program have done a great job of leaving the program even better, which is hard to believe than when they got it. We're going to take a time out. We're coming back. Coach Todd Ratliff will join us, and we'll have the special edition of the Coach's Corner as we celebrate the 2024 cross-country season, the ladies with a historic season, when we come back. Back to the Fast Hour, all radio from Pasadena, all the way through the phone lines to all of you. We'll come back here to the Coach's Corner.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us and all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Right now, all stock outlets with USB charging ports are on sale. Ditch the need for bulky USB adapters. Upgrade your home with features like ultra-fast charging, allowing you to charge your smart devices up to 40% faster than standard USB outlets. View our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. With me now is head coach, Coach Todd Ratliff. And Coach, top 10 once again, buddy. That's just some amazing stuff. Really amazing.
Yeah, you know, it was a great weekend. I think we did everything right leading into it. You know, coming off a conference, we looked a little heavy at conference maybe, and our taper was a little different. You know, anytime you try something a little bit different, you're hoping that it still turns out well. But I thought our taper week was really good leading into it, and you know, they were focused on what they wanted to do, and that was to be their best on that given day, and they certainly were. You know, eighth place, one out of seventh place, still the team's highest placing. On the girls' side at the state cross-country championship. So each year we seem to be placing a little bit higher, so the cart is going in the right direction. And, you know, it was a good day. You know, the temperature was okay, 54. Wind was fine, about 12 miles per hour. Competition was great. The following that we have is just tremendous. I'll bet we had, 150 or so people come up just to watch them run, you know, for that 20 minutes, 25 minutes of time. They gave up most of their day, and, you know, so thankful for that. But so thankful for this team and for the seniors that led this team this year, and thankful for the way that we put the work in all season, in the off season, for six seasons for the ladies that are here with me today. You know, it's just it's a great way for them to be able to go out is with the highest team finish in school history.
Yeah, just really a lot to absorb, to be quite frank about it. Let's run down the runners. Run them down individually. Tell me about their race.
Yeah, let's do it. So McKenna Montgomery had a great race. It was an interesting race to watch for her towards the front because she got out really well. But then going around the first two corners, she was on the outside, so she went from second to sixth really quick because it starts so fast, and you've got that first corner 300 meters in and then another one about 70 meters in. So just like driving around curves, if you're on the outside, you're pushed out. But she settled in there and you know, caught her breath from that start because that's just an invigorating place to be, you know, on the start line and getting out there. And she tucked in for a little while. About mile mark, she started to make her move and worked her way all the way up into the top three. Close to gap on that girl from Van Meter that had beat her by 40-some seconds. She closed that up and it was, 9 seconds behind her maybe. So just a great, top 10, top 5, top 3 finish. So just the second top 5 finish, sub-top 5 finish in program history behind her own runner-up a year ago. And then Paige Popson, you know, first-year runner, put a lot of miles in, put a lot of speed work in. You know, I probably allowed her to do too much, but those of you who know Paige, you really don't put the reins on her. Had a great race, though, you know, top 30 finish, finished 27th in her first-ever state appearance, and just a spectacular race by her as well. And then Serene Thompson, you know, running in her fourth meet up there, was third on the team. She was 34th in the team points, 57th overall in the individual race. Again, just a solid performance within 4 seconds of her last year's time. You know, just a workhorse, and the confidence that she ran with made her look so much better this year in her racing, and that lasted all the way through that state meet. And then fourth place for us was Olivia Sheffield. Again, her fourth meet up there, a 22:08 time. She passed, 9 runners in that last 600 meters, wow. And that was pretty powerful. I mean, you could tell that she was in her final race as in a lady uniform, and that made me really proud of her to see her put that effort out there. You know, I'm not sure if it was because she was ready to be done or if she just wanted to go get one more, but either way, it was really effective for the team. And Reagan Carter, you know, the stature not there, but the size of her heart is amazing. Ran a 22:34, so a minute 59 seconds faster than she ran at state qualifying, and she was our fifth place runner on the day. And then Aaliyah Hood. Aaliyah had another really nice time drop from state qualifying. She dropped a minute and 40, minute 51 seconds, somewhere in there. I'm not doing math real good, but she went from a 25:16 state qual to a 23:27. So just spectacular dropping time there. And then finished with another senior, Lily Buckingham, and she was a full 120 seconds, 2-minute drop from her state qualifying time. So, you know, when you look at how we performed, you know, we compare us to us, and the time drops from state qualifying were incredible. It was a little less hilly. But otherwise, the weather was about the same, a little less windy maybe, but the wind was blocked at state qual. So I really think that we came out from that state qualifying. I was thankful that we got to go there because it kind of made the state course one that you wanted to be at.
Yeah.
Because that Red Oak course was a great cross-country course, and those of you who run cross-country know that means it sucked. So, you know, I just thought that they came through and I love some other things about this team, the way they celebrated together afterwards and stayed together and hung around and went and supported McKenna up on the All-State stand, and the way that they you know, took time for their families and the people that came up there. And I thought that they just stepped back and just watched them interact. And you can tell they've been there before, most of them. And You know, they were thankful for the people that are there, and there was no doubt about it because of the maturity of these young ladies that I get to work with. So that was spectacular as a coach to step back and watch, too. I mean, watching them race is always enjoyable, but watching them as they've developed over the last 4 years, and, you know, I'll bet if it was fresh on their minds as freshmen, you know, the three seniors would tell you that it was a complete different feeling going up there and running this year than it was 4 years ago. Because we ran at the state course with these four as many times as we ran at a home course.
Yeah, that's a tough one to put in perspective. It's also going to be difficult to put in perspective. You've had a lot of success. The program has. A week ago, you danced through the success of the program, but this group of seniors. I don't know if you're going to be able to find anywhere in the analogs of our history that we've had four such seasons. And going through that list, and the number have been there four times. Coach, that, you know, that's a story that's going to be hard to write any better.
Yeah, you know, I think the positive mindset is the best is yet to come. I think that there's more in the program than what we've got. We're not gonna look say, okay, we're gonna go backwards. But yeah, what you said is exactly right. Powerful, right? It's powerful because they've been together running for not just 4 years, but for 6 years. And I wish we had a pedometer on them so we could know how many steps they took, you know, in practice and in meets, and because it would be. It would be mind-blowing to most people who don't understand what they do. And just the extra efforts that's put out by the team is what makes the difference in the team. And we understand that. They understand that. And they're willing to do that. And to be able to just lace them up every day for 6 years, man, it's pretty tough to do. And so just super proud to watch them go out. You know, and I look back at the history of this developing and, you know, the Ellie and the Emma Martins and the Brooke Smiths and the leadership that they had that first year when they were freshmen.
Right.
You know, and leadership doesn't mean that you're in first for the team. It means that you understand, you know, what the expectations of the team, the program, the coaches are, and you lead that.
Well, that's really you went to right where I was wanted to lead you, because I think about when these girls came in as freshmen, who that leadership was in at that time, and how now they've changed the dynamics. That leadership changed the dynamics. So all the success those seniors had at the time, we talked about what they had done was pretty special. Mm-hmm. These girls now, in 4 years, I think you look back and you say, man, this wasn't the end of something. This might be just a building on something that's maybe a new expectation, because the bar has been set to a different level.
Right, it is. And we talk about that as coaches, how the expectation is always to be our best, but the expectation from the outside is to be better than almost everybody else. And I think that's good. You know, it drives you to put that off-season work in. And, you know, when we...
Does it also draw in people who, like a Peyton Popson, who had no desire for this? You know, you're a great recruiter, but does it make that job a little easier because the expectations are so high, so you start to draw in something different?
Yeah, you know, Peyton, just an amazing individual. She wants to be her best at everything she does, and she's 110% bought into everything she does. And when she had somebody like McKenna to run right next to her in practice every day, and somebody like McKenna to go chase, man, that was just the perfect storm for her. But I think that she wouldn't have come out if she didn't think that this program could help her get better and achieve things that she wants to achieve, not just in running, but outside of running as well. There's a discipline, I think, that's involved with the cross-country program here right now that is really good. It's really good for kids. It's really good for the program. And they feed off each other to be their best. And, again, I think that's the key is how they do it amongst themselves. My job is pretty easy. I bring what we're supposed to accomplish by the end of the day. Their job's the hard job. It's to get it done by the end of the day.
McKenna Montgomery. Yeah, I think she's already accomplished things that had never been done.
Right. Yep.
And doing it here in this second year, top five finish, third overall, coach. You now that young lady, is, I thought the hill she had to climb was difficult last year to this year. I think that hill doesn't get any less difficult to run up, because everybody knows who she is, and her expectations are to go and win a state title. And that's a lot on a young shoulder. Look what she did this year, and then it took that and carried that weight well. But to finish three straight years in the top three or five in the state, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, 12th her freshman year, when she really didn't understand what she was doing yet, and then she understood it last year a little bit, and she just went out. You know, I don't know. She closed her eyes and held her breath and went as hard as she could. This year was the pressure year, I think, and she felt that mid-season, and she felt that from within the team, and she felt that from the outside. But the way she was able to come back from that, the last four races of the season, was spectacular. So I would guess that next year, just understanding her and the maturity process that she went through this year, she'll be able to stay more relaxed next year, understanding that at the end of the season, she's going to be where she can be. And it's not, you know, whether that's a state title or not, other people have that to decide, right? You can go back in history and find her time, and it would have won the state five or six, 7 years.
Yeah.
In a row. And so, you know, she's going to strive to be her best, and if that's a state championship, you know, that's spectacular. If it's not, I think she understands that as long as you give your best, it's okay at the end of the day, and it'll be all right by the end of the season. And I thought that was really, really powerful this year as she did that. And that was fun to watch, too. It wasn't fun to watch at the time, because when you watch people struggle, you know, mentally, maybe more so than physically, it's not fun to watch. But when you see him come through that on the other side, right, like she did those last three or four meets of season, that's pretty incredible stuff.
I imagine you have a lot of circlers. You're like, what are you talking about, Coach? A lot of coaches that are circling around their program, looking at the seniors that are going, and a lot of attention from people who wouldn't mind them visiting their college campus. I think there's scholarship opportunities and opportunities for these girls to run at the next level.
Yeah, there really are. And we know that Serene's got people emailing me every day and her every day. And, you know, and the thing that really, I think, catches the collegiate coach's eyes are their GPA.
Yeah.
I mean, if you, I've got some paperwork in front of me that doesn't have their GPA, but I memorized it. Their average, the three seniors' average GPA, when you put them together, is 403 on a 4.0 scale. I mean, I had a 4.0, but it was my senior and junior year combined.
Yeah,
but their combined GPA, you know, and for the third, fourth straight year, with them on the program, we're gonna receive the Distinguished Academic Award from the state of Iowa, and it's, you know, that's really what I kind of looked at. I was reflecting the other day on it, and 47 out of 50 of the teams in the last 25 years, when you talk boy plus girl,
right,
47 of them. Distinguished academic recognition.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the distinguished? Tell the audience about that, because I think that is that, you know, we can stick our chest out for the way these kids have performed, but man, what they've done to be whole people.
Yeah, so the Distinguished Award is a 350 team GPA for your varsity letter winners. So that means that the average on the team is an A. And that's pretty tough.
Now, an A minus.
A proficient right? in standard-based grading and whatever you grew up with for grading. But it means that they take care of business in the classroom. And Coach Beal was talking about the first year that I coached, we had six people show up to practice. And so I went to Mrs. Dorfenhaus the next morning, and I said, hey, can I get the list of all the 3.5 GPA kids? She's like, what? I said, well, I'm guessing they're not in trouble in the classroom, which means they're probably not in trouble out of the classroom. So if we're going to grow kids, let's do it that way. But really, you've got the same mentality in being your best in the classroom as being the best in athletics, being the best in band and cheer and dance and anything that you do.
Yeah.
And so I really like that those are the kids that choose to stay with the program as they go through. And that's really refreshing, too. 404, Jason, 404 academic all-conference certificates in these last 25 years have been signed. It's no wonder my hands hurt, all those certificates I have to sign.
Well, another year, and it seems like every year I'm saying it's another historic year, but yes, indeed. And as always, Coach, best yet to come.
I think so, too. We had the top middle school girl and the fourth place middle school girl in the conference. They were both top 10 at the statewide meet up in Ankeny, and I think they're going to jump right into to fill some of these holes that are being left by these incredible seniors that we had this year.
Shall we meet a couple of seniors?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll take a time out. We'll come right back. I got Lily Buckingham and Olivia Sheffield right here for all of you. After a quick timeout, you're listening to the fastest hour on all of radio. The Coach's Corner will return after this timeout.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. In the wake of Hurricane Helene's devastation, CVC proudly stepped up to help. We sent a team of linemen to South Carolina to assist Mid-Carolina Electric Cooperative as they work to restore power after the storm. At CVC, we believe in the power of cooperation. When disaster strikes, electric cooperatives unite, helping one another in times of need. We are so proud of our crew and their dedication to restoring power quickly and safely.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
This holiday season, let's keep it local. Join us in celebrating our community by attending local events, shopping small, and dining at your favorite neighborhood restaurants. When you support local businesses, you're not just buying a gift, you're investing in our community. And don't forget to give back. Volunteer your time or donate to local charities making a difference this season. So, this holiday season, let's spread joy, shop small, and make our community shine. Visit albiachambermainstreet.org to find events, shops, and ways to give back. Together, we can make a big impact.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're continuing our conversation here with two of the outstanding senior ladies who have absolutely taken, see, I'm talking to smart girls. Is it taken or took the pen of history and have written a great story?
Taken.
See, told you folks. Now, smart. You know, let's get to there because, you know, one of the most impressive things that that you can take away from your season and the accomplishments you ran with is that you guys are you're not just great runners. You're doing excellence in everything you do, including the classroom and how important that is. What are your great GPAs?
I think, yeah.
404, 401.
What? How do you get more than four? Is it pretty crazy that Coach knows your GPA?
Yeah, because I don't even really know it. I don't really look at it as long as I'm eligible for my...
Eligible? Oh, my gosh. How do you get better than a 4.0?
I think it's seriously the college classes we take. They weigh our grades up higher, and if we do well in them, then that just keeps pushing it up.
Well, I had a daughter who graduated, and you know, right? You guys know that. And so I know that those college prep classes are exceptionally demanding. Right? And late nights.
Yes.
Right? And then you have early mornings, mm-hmm. right? Olivia, how do you deal with all that? And, you know, do it, and so you do it well. Because it's one thing to just do it, and then the other thing to get better than a 4.0, and the other thing to be a 4 times. Can you believe that? 4 times?
It's crazy to think about sometimes.
Yeah. How do you do it?
For the most part, I usually like to get ahead. Like, we write a lot of papers in one of our college classes, so I always try and get, like, an outline done and then get that ahead. So then, especially if I have a cross-country meet or something that night, then I don't have to worry about it because I won't be able to fall asleep if I am worrying about, like, right. my paper turning something in late.
So from a dad's perspective, watching my daughter go through this and Karen and appearing, you know, she did well, and mm-hmm. you can't do well without putting effort. But the stress.
Yeah.
It's very stressful.
Oh, yeah.
I think I run to eat and run to get rid of the stress. The running probably helps a little bit with the stress, but it's also stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Lilia, you also did. Did you do dance?
Yes.
You're a great dancer, right? and I know you were cheering.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I did dance, cheer, cross country, and then all my school. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you do that?
Well, I'm a very type A personality, so I have a paper calendar and then like a paper to-do list with the due dates for all my stuff, and then I have everything in a Google Calendar and on a paper planner. So I look at the nights that I am free or, like, don't have a cross-country meet.
The nights you're free. Tell me how many nights a week you have free.
Yeah, that was about zero. So maybe I should have said, like, the hours I have free. So nights that weren't cross-country meet nights, I tried to work on my papers or my speeches because I knew that I wanted to be ahead because it's hard to run efficiently and run at your best when you have things in your brain.
Right, you're stressing.
Yeah.
Right.
So I would get those done. So then when Tuesdays or Thursdays would come, I could be stress free and then go home and sleep.
Yeah.
After I ran.
Right after.
There's not, Olivia, there's not a lot of extra time to do other high school stuff. Like, your friends, they get to do other high school stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, I like staying at home sometimes and just, I don't know, reading a book or watching a Netflix show because sometimes I just get worn out. And I always try and I like having my weekends too because I like to go places. And so then I always try and get all my work done.
So you can be free on the weekend to actually
do. Which is sometimes stressful.
I was going to say. Because
I'm like cramming everything in. But yeah.
Yeah, it's you have to sacrifice some of the fun things that other people kind of take advantage or take it for granted. Is that true, Will?
Yeah.
Naps?
Yep.
But you know what it is.
Well, no. So, so you have a little reprieve here after the season.
Yeah.
Maybe running towards that 600 meter pass. How many people did you pass, Olivia, in those final 600?
Nine
people.
He told me to pass five. I was counting. And then I lost count.
So she started over twice.
So you actually listen to what he tells you?
Yeah.
So it's not his coach speak isn't just...
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Lily, I remember, been working with your mom forever and years working with Coach, and particularly in the summer at some of the camps and stuff. You know, you've been a part of this since you were a little girl.
Yeah.
Has it sunk in? You know, this, you're now literally dancing out of this.
Yeah. It's definitely a bittersweet moment. I can't say that I'm sad that, I don't know. I'm going to miss the team and the coaches and, like, the atmosphere. It's definitely something that makes me want to cry sometimes. But I am very thankful that God gave me the opportunity to join such a wonderful program and a wonderful team and experience all the memories that I've got since I was, like, a fourth grader riding my bike.
Yeah. Olivia, describe the program. What makes it special?
The team. Because, I'm not gonna lie, running can sometimes stink. Like, those hard workouts, you're just like, what am I doing? But you have your team that keeps you going the whole time because you do it for them. Like, you do it for yourself and you run for them, too. Because you're all in it together. Every person matters.
Yeah, you've been around this for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the family, because it has been for you. It's been literally your mom's been part of it. Dragging it and everything.
Yeah, it's definitely a family more than a team, I would say. Cross country is a family sport. We all become one. I feel like we mentally understand each other. Like we get on the same wavelength in a way of like we know the pain each of us is going through, and that just makes us stronger as a whole.
You're dealing with the same, because you're all very smart and all of you taking some of the same classes, right? Does that probably helps because you can
work together.
I know how much stress that you go through handling that kind of a workload.
Yeah.
You know, it's and then having to, for dance, got to get up early
In the mornings, right? Yeah.
And there's just not hardly any time to recover. This season, you guys had expectations, high expectations.
Yeah.
How was it dealing with that? Was that different? I mean, but every year you kind of had high expectations, but to go out in the top 10, to be four-time state qualifying, that's around state four times. That's legendary stuff, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel that pressure? Or was there even any pressure? Or was it just, I'll let you tell me.
For me, I felt all the other years, the 3 years before this, we always had people to look up to. And I'm not saying we didn't have people this year, but we had to step in and be the leaders. Like last year, Mac and Jay and Avery, great leaders. Like they were always there helping us. And the year before that was
Emma Bradley.
And then our freshman year was like Brooke and the Martin twins. And we always had them. And then this year it was like, well, we're supposed to be leading here.
It was kind of weird. It's just a different feeling when, like, you are the ones doing it.
Yeah.
It feels good, but it's also like, I got this. It's like, it's a hidden response or hidden weight.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's, like, looking up to you and stuff, and you're just like, oh, it's my turn now.
So what was it like having 150 people drive all that distance to watch you in a sport that sometimes doesn't make, around here it makes the front page because you guys have forced that to the issue. But, most places, cross country is kind of this hidden sport. It isn't here because we really celebrate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I bet there's very few places that had 150 people driving all that distance to come watch you do your stuff.
It was pretty awesome because I focus on running, but I always, while I'm running, I always look for, like, maybe I'm at the bottom of a hill. I always look for someone, like, our shorts were purple this year. I always look for the purple or maybe an Albia color just to look for them. And I always see them and they, like, keep me going, like, going up the hill. Or, like, they encourage me to keep going because I'm, like, they're here watching my team.
I think it's a super special feeling to know that people want to support you and encourage and show support for the hard work that we've put in to get there. So it just adds to the family aspect. Like the family is the team that runs, but the family's also the fans that come to see us too. Especially, like we're all one big happy family.
Especially in a sport that's kind of hard to cheer on because you definitely got to be in shape just to be a fan.
Yeah.
So
I loved going to cross country meets because you get to run across country, right?
Yeah.
And I know Coach is doing this the whole time, and what's it like to be a teammate of you all of you are very special, no doubt about you. You've done a special thing. So to have McKenna Montgomery. And what's it like to have her as a teammate? Because, she's just this generational cross-country runner.
Well, I like to brag about her. Like, I was at a chiropractor appointment, and this lady was saying how she's a central cross-country coach. And I was like, yeah, we have this really good cross-country runner on our team. Like, she's, like, always qualifying for state and, like, we qualify as a team, and she finishes, like, top 10. I love bragging about Kenna because she's humble and isn't like, I'm the best or I'm just so good. Like, she's modest about it. And so if she's not going to brag about it, I'll brag about it for her because I'm proud of her.
I would agree with that. I love to give Kenna the bragging rights.
Yes.
She's a very, like Olivia said, a humble person. She's very kind person, genuinely caring, like would drop everything she had if anybody on the team needed help. And so I like to give her the recognition she deserves.
Well, she went out and earned it. You all have, and you push each other, to do that. And I think about the guys program helps you guys out too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They were so sweet this year. They made us little bags for state with goodies in it.
And it said from like the cross-country
brothers. They're so fun.
That's good stuff. And now you, the seniors, you just as a group, you just have, like I said, you've taken the pen and written history. And now that that this history has been written, I think you've kind of set the bar
haven't you? You know, that leadership that you gained, that experience and that knowledge you gained from those that led before you, now it's being handed off below you. Will you be as excited as I am every year to watch your, you know, the future runners?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
I am so excited, yeah. With staying at home and just going to Indian Hills, I plan to attend a lot of cross-country meets because I see a huge potential in the next year's teams.
Well, you know, whistles are not hard to come by. Do you ever see yourself being coaches?
I don't know that I'd necessarily be a coach for cross-country. Not anything against cross-country, but just because. But I would definitely coach any other sport.
So the future and the pen is still in your hand because you're writing it, but we're writing different chapters. So tell me about what's the next chapter in your lives when you throw that cap up in the air and you run out of that auditorium and take on the next chapter of your life. What's that look like for the two of you?
My next chapter, hopefully, is to attend Indian Hills for their nursing program. I will have my AA credits done when I graduate high school in the spring, so I'll go just as a nursing student. And then after I get my RN degree with the second year, I'm going to plan to go to work, hopefully at Pella. So regional hospital is a great environment. And then get my BSN online from Buena Vista.
It's a pretty good plan. And there is a certain need for lots of nurses. So, yes, I like the idea of you being able to take care of me. What great plans are in store for Olivia Sheffield? University of Iowa and become a diehard Hawkeye fan?
No.
I thought that might be in the ingredients. I don't know why.
I think I plan to attend cosmetology school. Uh-huh. I'm not sure which one, but I'm looking at the one in Des Moines called Aveda. And then hopefully...
we talked coming in here. Yeah. You went there today. Was that part of a visit to...
Yes, it was.
And did they do your hair while you were there?
Yeah, I had the visit, wow. And then they had like a complimentary styling.
Wow.
They washed it, dried it, and curled it.
So, yeah. Exciting. How long of a schooling is that? If you
decide? It's like almost a little bit less than a year, and then hopefully after I graduate from that, I might stay longer and get like a degree in... like as an esthetician, yes, as right. Well, yeah, yeah. So I can like get double and then hopefully work my way up to having my own salon.
Well, I think, speaking of McKenna Montgomery, I think she'd be up for that because didn't you braid her hair like a week ago?
She braided my hair.
Was it back? The other way around. Okay, I knew one of you did.
Yes.
Okay, really? Oh, were you telling her what to do as she was doing it?
I just have a picture. I have a bunch of pictures for Kenna to do with my hair.
She's the team hairstylist.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Her fingers are so long. She can just...
It just happens. We're on the bus, and then we get off the bus, and everybody has their hair done.
Girls, this has been a joy. I'm going to tell you right now, I've enjoyed this conversation. I could visit with you all day long, and you can see folks why they're easy to cheer for, but why their coach was so proud of not just the great running and what they rode on a cross-country course, but their ability to manage their whole lives and be really outstanding students and people that all of us are going to be proud of. So thanks so much for the conversation, ladies.
Thank you.
Yes.
Before we go, is there anybody or anything you'd like to say to the rest of the world who's followed you these years?
Thank you to everybody that listened to us on Saturday mornings that we came in. And it's honestly really surreal that, one, this is our last year, and that we made it so far in just the 4 years that we had.
I would 100% agree with that, yeah. It's crazy, and we want to thank everybody who's supported us, for sure.
Well, easy to support when you have people like this leading the way. All right, folks, that's Olivia Sheffield. And, of course, Lily Buckingham, two of the outstanding seniors on this Lady D cross-country team. And unfortunately, everybody's so busy, and I'm heading out, and I didn't get a chance to visit with all of them, but I can tell you they're all exceptional people, and they're fun to be around, and they make me laugh a lot, and I smile when they're not around because I think about how special they are as people. And so we're going to take a timeout. We're coming right back. The Coach's Corner will continue after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
since 1916?
A lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance. And a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us. And all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Right now, all stock outlets with USB charging ports are on sale. Ditch the need for bulky USB adapters. Upgrade your home with features like ultra-fast charging, allowing you to charge your smart devices up to 40% faster than standard USB outlets. View our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Back with you now is head coach Ty Ratliff. We're celebrating a historic cross-country season for the ladies. And, you know, we don't forget the guys, because the guys, they're part of this team. You heard them. They're big brothers. Some of them are little brothers, right? But they're brothers, and I just love that. I love the fact that they made those gifts for the girls, and that's really cool. But, Coach, I thought we'd take a few minutes, and you know, these seniors have been fantastic. We got to talk to Olivia and Lily, and Serene is just, man. I think about her 4 years, and 4 years at high level cross country with high level expectations every year, and met them. Every time, and sometimes having to deal with health issues at the worst possible timing.
Right. Yeah, she has. I'm just going to throw out two guy seniors this year on the team, both first year runners, Bryson Dykes, and he came out. Definitely, if you saw him out on the course, you would be like, okay, I'm going to run away from this guy. He did a great job. He's a good sized fella, and he put a lot of work into it. It's so much harder to do things when they're not easy, when you don't feel successful, and hats off to him for doing that. And then, you know, obviously the 200 and 400 specialist, Dom Devers, comes out of nowhere and goes from our eighth runner early in the year to be our third at state qualifying. So hats off to the season that each of them had this year as well. But yeah, let's talk Serene. She came in with a lot of expectations and pressure on her back, and that was before our team was good, right? And the spotlight was kind of on her.
Yeah, she had a lot of that
overriding
spotlight.
the team her freshman year, and I thought she handled that amazingly. And just going through her freshman year was really good, but then she got sick before the state qualifying, and I think she missed 3 days of school, maybe just. A bad flu, lost some weight, was weak, came to state qualifying and went top five for us anyways, which is just, you know, spectacular, because I was like, what do you think? Are you going to run today? She said, I'm going to try. I'm like, well, that's not one of our options. Our option is we're going to run or we're going to sit out, because we're not going to try. We're going to do it or we're not. She said, I'm going to do it. And that was the mentality she had for the next 4 years. Short of the flu, she would have been just a second four-time qualifier behind Jordan Winkie.
Right.
And, you know, that was bad timing. Bad timing happens in life. And for Serena, it happened that freshman year. But she came back from that, the reins of running kind of changed hands a little bit her sophomore year. She went from being the conference champion to being runner-up. And that is really, really difficult. The mentality that you have to go through being – the best on the squad, and even the best in the conference too. Now, second best in conference, but second best on the squad, and to continue to be your best. That is something that we've seen in the past athletes from our program, from other programs, not be able to handle. And so, you know, I think the greatest accomplishment of everything that Serene's done is the way that she was able to take her spot and be her best all the time. And she did that for 4 years. And you know, individual qualifier for sophomore year, her junior year, her senior year. Did a great job, especially the last four meets of the season. She kind of picked things up on her back because some of our other seniors are pretty involved, as we already know. We've talked to. And she was able to take that reins as the team leader and make sure that we were ready to go when it was time to go and get through the proper warm-ups and to do those little things that leaders really do. And she did a spectacular job of that. But then to go top 10 at the state qualifier was pretty special. And, you know, there's so many things that she's done as far as the younger kids. I know that she is really, really good at going back and getting some of those 7th and 8th grade kids at the end of practice and making sure that they're okay and just mature things that she's able to do. So her running is spectacular. You know, one of 5 3-time state qualifiers on the ladies' side. And, you know, she went out and she worked for everything that she got in her running, and you know, I couldn't be more proud of her. Again, over a 4.0 GPA, got options to run at the next level if she chooses to take them, and you know, that's pretty spectacular. And it's fun talking about a kid who's a 4.0 student, works with the Christian CEF organization, you know, in the summer, and you know, when they see what she's done, then they know the quality of person that she is, and that is a That is really cool for me to be able to stand back and watch to all those things that she's done, you know, like these other two ladies. Now, this is a secret, so I don't want to really say it out loud, but Miss Olivia over here on my left and Serene both qualified for academic all-state with their performance both at state qualifying and at running at state. I'm not going to talk really too much about that because that's not an easy thing to do, and I want it to be a surprise on Thursday night, which by the time this airs will be good. So Olivia will have to stay quiet. Oh, wait. I just said Olivia will have to stay quiet.
Wait a second.
I got smacked. No, but, you know, the academic, you know, what they do, both the student athlete. I mean, the pictures of these seniors that we have this year are student athletes. And, you know, Serene, thank you so much, Lily. Olivia, thank you for what you've done for the program. Thank you for allowing me to be part of it. Yeah, it was good. Jason, it was good. It was a good season. We got to run on Friday. We got to run on the Iowa State course, too. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I haven't run on that course in
maybe
15 years. Yeah, we did our shakeout run there Friday, and that was pretty spectacular. One of the old-timers came back, Avery Major, and spent a little time with us, too. So
old-timers, yeah. The only thing I was really disappointed in the whole thing is that you only had 5 rolls from the Texas Roadhouse. Either that's exceptional discipline or you just are not living up to your man standards.
I took 5 more with me, though. I asked the guy at the end, I said, hey, can I get more rolls? He goes, you want a to-go container for me?
Oh, that is great.
I said, yes, please. He's like, all
right,
he's
your best friend forever, right?
Yeah. He had some great eyeshadow on. He was a nice guy.
Okay, I got to go on that one. Yep. All right, Coach. Hey, thanks so much. What a fun season.
Great season.
Outstanding great season. Team, and I look forward to another year coming our way. It'll be here before we know it.
There you go.
All right. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up here. You listen to the Fast Hour on All the Radio. And it has been a fast one. The Coach's Corner will continue after this timeout.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. In the wake of Hurricane Helene's devastation, CVC proudly stepped up to help. We sent a team of linemen to South Carolina to assist Mid-Carolina Electric Cooperative as they worked to restore power after the storm. At CVC, we believe in the power of cooperation. When disaster strikes, electric cooperatives unite, helping one another in times of need. We are so proud of our crew and their dedication to restoring power quickly and safely.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
This holiday season, let's keep it local. Join us in celebrating our community by attending local events, shopping small, and dining at your favorite neighborhood restaurants. When you support local businesses, you're not just buying a gift, you're investing in our community. And don't forget to give back. Volunteer your time or donate to local charities making a difference this season. So, this holiday season, let's spread joy, shop small, and make our community shine. Visit albiachambermainstreet.org to find events, shops, and ways to give back. Together, we can make a big impact.
Well, that's a wrap, folks. Another fast hour here on the Coach's Corner, and saying goodbye from Pasadena. And I want to invite you all back again next week. The baton is being handed off, folks. We're moving from the fall to the winter sports. Yes, indeed. We'll be dancing in those conversations. And I want to send out a big happy birthday, a belated happy birthday, although I got this to talk to him on his birthday. That is Coach Jerry Staton, who just celebrated a birthday. And a big happy birthday and warm wishes to him and his family and those who went up there and celebrated with Coach Staton on Thursday. Still a young man and young at heart. And so, folks, you got a job left to do today. That, for you Cyclone fans, is, you know, maybe today Lucy will hold the ball a little longer for all this and the Cyclones are going to win and get back in the winning ways. I still like their chances of getting into the playoffs and winning the Big 12, and that would all make us a little bit happier. And Hawk fans will remain optimistic because that's just what Iowa fans do. And all of you can be optimistic that we're going to be here for you next week. Big thank you to the best producer in all the business, Jacob Briggs, back at the KIC studio. We'll see you back here next week. You got one job left to do, folks. That's it. Have a great Saturday.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
To some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
rain in my